Coming up in the month of March, the Boys and Girls Club is putting on their Fraudville, and joining us is the director for the Boys and Girls Club is Vanessa Buss. How are you doing?
Doing great, George.
Haven't seen you in a little while. You've been busy?
Very busy.
Well, that's good. That's good. The club is going well.
It's going really well. We're getting ready to implement some of our new programming opportunities that we have coming up that we were awarded to do through the fundraising from the gala. So that's very exciting.
So what are some of those, if you want to touch on those for a minute?
We're going to have an RC program for the kids to come and build their own remote control cars through RC Nuts, complimentary of Scott Ryland. We're going to do a Microd program where they have an opportunity to build their own mini race cars, and that will be with Terry Tominey. So that's really exciting. And we actually are going to have our new technology lab coming in. So with some 3D printers and some fun stuff like that.
Ooh, 3D printers.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I love that stuff. Can I be a kid again?
You sure can.
Oh, man. Come and show me how that works. I'd like to see
We'll make
that.
You something cool and bring it back.
Well, in order to be able to do some of these things, you know, you have to have money, obviously.
Yes, we do.
Fraudville is another great fundraiser that you guys do. Tell me a little bit about Fraudville and what it is.
So Fraudville historically has been more for the younger crowds, people that just want to come and have a really good time. And we have lip syncing contests. So people in the community, up to 10 groups is what we're hoping for. Maybe KCSDA's team would like to do this.
Yeah. You said the younger crowd. I happen to know some of these lip syncing groups have not necessarily been the younger crowd.
They usually come from our crowd, right?
Yeah.
The more refined and mature crowd.
But you get a little bit of everybody.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That's the hope.
So they pick a song. And decide to do. You know what? We were doing something the other day, and I was lip syncing in the kitchen, and my wife goes, "You know, you really do that well. You should do that." So maybe,
hey,
Coast Radio,
we brought you a flyer.
Yeah, I know.
We brought you a flyer.
I got it. So that's kind of what it is, and they compete. Is it just competing for kind of like bragging rights?
It's for bragging rights and a nice little trophy.
Yeah.
Right? So
what are some of the examples of people that they've done in the past? Has it been a while?
It's been a while.
It has been
It's
a
been
while.
A while. And I actually participated the last time they did this, and it was a pretty fun. And
because I could think things like, you know, the older school people would be like into the Supremes, you know, doing that "Stop in the Name of Love" kind of thing. You know, that's kind of one of those things that, you know, might show up. But then again, I guess even the modern music today is good for that.
Yeah, it is. It is.
All right. So, what do people need to do before we get to that? What does Fraudville funds go for? They go for programs too, or they go for operating expenses? What do they go for?
Yeah, so we're working towards operating expenses right now. In the beginning of the year and that transition into the new year, we're kind of behind the eight ball, and so we're chasing the money and to help pay for our employees to help implement the programs that we have. So a lot of it will go towards operational costs and employees, keeping us staffed. And then any residual, of course, always goes to programming. But we've got some pretty good foundation for our programming right now, which is really exciting.
And obviously, as the year goes by, the end of school comes up, and then you've got the summer program. So finances are very important to get those. Because my understanding is you don't want it to have to be a big budget responsibility for the parents. You know,
Correct.
You want to get them in as inexpensively as possible.
And last year we were able to get a nice grant for that, which really cut the cost by 75%. So that was fantastic. And we are providing all day care for kiddos and the teen center and at the elementary site. So that's a real value add to the families and the community that are working.
Now, how is it working now? Is this like it's part day? They come after school? Is that
correct?
Basically when
So they transition on the elementary site from K through fourth grade. They transition straight over to the elementary site, and then they're bused for the teen center. They're bused straight over after school.
Do you have room for more kiddos?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We've been able to work and transition to build capacity. Our elementary site was really full, and we actually had a waiting list. But working with the teen center, we're kind of shifting some of those fifth graders that are kind of in a space where they can move up into the teen center and help them get ready as they transition to the middle school, right? So they have some friends, they have some connections, and it doesn't seem so scary and daunting to move into the teen center side. So that's been a really great collaboration between the two groups and the families.
Do you find kids come there and make new friends when they get there, or do they bring their friends with them, or is it a little bit of both?
It's a little bit of both. So we did have a program where we were having kids, you know, bring a friend type thing. And so that friend they come into the club, and then they tell their friends about how much fun they're having playing video games and doing some really cool stuff at the club. And so more start to transition. Or it's because it's a need and there's new families in town and they need some care after school to continue so they can get through their work day. So it's a little bit of both.
What are some of the misnomers out there about the Boys and Girls Club? Not necessarily ours, but just in general. Are there some things that people don't understand?
I think so. And my staff gets a little, their feathers get a little rough when we talk about childcare. And childcare is really important. But what we do is so much broader, right? We do STEM classes, which is science and technology and mathematics, and we do culinary programs. And we were able to get some funding too, some art grants, which is really exciting, where we can collaborate with local artists around clay works and getting our kids to programs to learn things that they would never have an opportunity to do. And also partnering with Lane Arts Council in Eugene and actually having them say, hey, we'd like to learn this program, or maybe it's ukuleles or it's salsa dancing. And they find an instructor that's connected, and they come to Florence and they do the classes with our kids. So we'll have quite a bit of funding to do that, and the teams are just really excited about that.
You should have a radio aspect of it.
Huh? Well, yeah. Let's talk.
All right, let's talk. We'll do that. I think that'd be a great thing. I mean, because I know a lot of the kids nowadays, especially with the ability to record on almost anything as well as video. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, just the technology of there's actually kids out there filming their own movies on their phones.
It's pretty incredible. Yeah. And then maybe that's how we incorporate some things into our technology center. So there's a lot of opportunity with that as we move forward.
I guess it's all about having the funds.
Having the funds.
And Fraudville is one way to do it. How do people get involved in Fraudville?
So give us a call is the best bet at 541-902-0304. And you can buy your ticket straight from there. You can come into our office at 1501 Airport Road, and we're happy to get you set up with that. Lots of tickets available for seating, and lip syncing is wide open right now, so we'd love to have you come in with that. And also, we're going to have a mechanical bull there this year.
Ooh, mechanical bull.
Yeah, we're going to be a country hoedown's coming.
Wow. So that's the theme of this one?
Yep.
So does it matter then if people don't do a country song?
No.
No?
We'll take them all.
Okay. And is there a deadline for people that want to participate versus people that want to come and enjoy?
Absolutely. So we're hoping to have our lip syncing contestants at least notify us by February 20th. So we know if we need to go chase down some more or kind of what we're at with that. But you can buy tickets right up to the day of the event as long as we haven't sold, 500 tickets. That would be a nice thing, problem to have.
Now, where's the event going to be at?
It's going to be at the Three Rivers Casino.
Okay.
Again. So it's been a few years since it's been there, and it's going to be from 5:30 to 9:30.
All right. And that's on the date again?
March 18th.
March 18th. So how much are tickets?
Tickets are $50 a piece, and that includes appetizers and drinks. Okay. One drink.
And will there be additional drinks available if people
Absolutely.
Want to spend some cash?
Okay, Absolutely.
Good. All right. That sounds like fun. You just may see me. I'll talk to Deb and see if she wants to go that route. I don't know if she'd want to do it with me, but I know she'd probably encourage me to do it. But it takes some encouragement to get me up there.
Hey, just get a backup group. That's all you need.
There you go.
Gives
you
more power that way.
All right. Vanessa, thank you so much for coming in. Again, give me the number one more time so people can know how to get a hold of you if they want to participate.
Yeah, give us a call at 541-902-0304.
And again, if people are too shy to do this, but they still have money they want to give,
please give.
Okay. That's all we need to know.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you, George.
Coming up in the next hour, we'll talk to a doctor, an artist, and an advocate, all on this edition of Our Town.